got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
It's a shame to see a friend relapse, Jess.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You can't kick the bucket.
I was doing so well.
You were. The last 7 months, I've been very proud of you. You were doing something for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
So sad. Here you are using again.
I used to set 17 alarms every single morning, much to my boyfriend's disgust.
It's just so foul.
And then I stopped. I was sitting only 2 a day.
Everyone was really proud.
I was waking up late, but I was, you know, still waking up to these alarms. Mm. And now I've relapsed to 5 alarms again.
That's so, like, for your, that's your brain's, yeah, we'll just do yeah. a little amount.
I'll just get a little bit.
Just a little. That's how it starts, Jess. It starts low.
And so I want to welcome everyone to the first official
AA meeting.
Yep, Alarms Anonymous.
Yep.
It's a safe space.
It is very, very
safe. We can share. We've got Katie in Grovedale. Welcome, Katie.
Hi, how are you going?
Very brave of you to call, Katie, because we want to find people that are using more than 5 alarms in their household. Are you using right now?
I am using.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, Katie. All right. Now, am I to understand you include your boyfriend's alarms in this? You guys set 2 separate alarms?
Yes.
Okay. Talk us through your system.
So for me to be able, for me to start work at 8... So my boyfriend's first alarm goes off at 5 o'clock, and then he has 3 alarms that go off, and he is usually up, like after the second one.
Yeah, right.
And then I have another, for myself, I have another 6 alarms that go off, and then I have an alarm for when I have to be in the car to leave.
Right. So wow. At which point, which alarm are you waking up and getting out of bed?
Maybe my 6th one.
Why do you live so close to the wire? It sounds so stressful.
Oh, and I'm actually never ready to leave for my...
Of course not. Why would you be, Katie?
Katie, look...
We live life on the wild side, you and I.
Welcome to AA. We look forward to seeing you next week, and we can talk through this a little bit more. Ashton in Mount Dunedin, are you using...
I am actually.
Oh, no. How many alarms are you using right now?
11.
That's so many. What time do you need to be somewhere?
I need to leave the house at 8:30 to get all 4 kids to school.
Oh, my
right?
word.
How often do you leave at 8:30, Ashton?
Never.
It's when we're in crouching double digits is when I start getting worried that you can't kick the habit at all. It's something that this could be an addiction for life.
How far apart are all these 11 alarms?
Some go from 10 to about 15 minutes. I don't wake up to any of them. My partner belts the living crap out of me.
Ashton, it sounds like you have no remorse that you're using. this could take a while for us to get you some help, because that's scary. Dave in Teesdale, are you using as well?
Yeah, mate, sadly I am.
Oh, no. How many alarms are you using a day?
Well, I'm not very good at maths, but I have every 5 minutes for an hour and a half.
You're a lost cause.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, I started talking to you about this the other day, and I was like, hang on, shut your lips. We've got a radio show. Why am I talking to you outside of the hours of 3 to 6?
Yeah, it's a common misconception. Yeah. People think we are friends outside of the show.
No. It
doesn't happen.
We only share stories with each other and yourself on the radio show. And I was talking about when I went bowling the other day, and bowling, I think, I'm very impressed with bowling alleys all across Geelong, Surf Coast, all across Australia, the world. To survive through COVID, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
As a high contact sport, where it's like, hey, here's a shared ball, you got to stick your digits in. Whether it's, what fingers do you use? I use my first three.
That's the, oh no, I go two middle fingers.
Wow. Thumb.
How do you use your first three? How do you get any grippage on that ball?
Well, because remember how you always get gutter balls?
Yeah.
Maybe, and I often get better than that.
You're not.
No. I'm not a good bowler, but I don't bowl gutter balls.
Yeah.
So you're questioning my grip.
Well,
even though
just,
you consistently
end up in
the gutter.
And you're also a lefty, so I don't know. I just don't know how you're like, it's like a, you're a,
you know,
velociraptor.
I will. We'll go out to Belmont. We'll have a bowl.
Sure.
And I'll show you how to use your fingers.
Yep.
So not the first time, won't be the last. What I want to talk about is something, because you go up to the desk after you pay and they go, all right, what's your shoe size?
Yeah.
And this is what I wanted to talk about. And I was there with my wife a few weeks ago and some friends. And like some of the bowling shoes, they look really cool. They look really cool design. As a kid, I always wanted to steal a pair of bowling shoes. Never brave enough or stupid enough, I guess.
I love it when they give you a pair that have Velcro. Oh, that's the dream, isn't it?
All right, Nana. I like the ones with the laces because they glow in the dark.
Yeah.
It doesn't glow in the dark in the special blue light.
Yeah, but I'm just
light.
Like, I'm on, you know? We're on
again,
boys.
I don't know if as a young 30-year-old, like an early 30-year-old, that's a cool flex.
More shoes should have Velcro.
But what I think is I'm surprised bowling alleys haven't adapted where you can wear your own shoes.
That's true. Do you think it's just it's like you put your costume on, you know, like let's all put our bowling costumes on?
Because they're not making money off it. I assume, yes, in the cost of, all right, I'd like to do a game of bowling. The charge includes shoe hire for however many games you play, whatever. And I understand that it's so that they don't damage the flooring of the bowling alley. And if you step on the lane because the lanes are oiled, you don't want to slip and fly.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons.
I always thought it was just purely cosmetic. Just we're all here. Let's put our bowling shoes on.
Right.
Like we all play
footy.
It has a purpose. I'm putting my jersey on. You know?
Much like footy boots have a purpose.
Yeah.
But to grip into the ground.
That makes sense.
Bowling shoes have a purpose to grip onto the lane. I feel like we need to see some technology advancing for bowling, or they're going to get left in the past where you can wear your own shoes, whatever that may be. Sandals and thongs, that's obviously a never. That's a no. But I feel like...
Crocs.
Can we change the floor and the lanes to help bowling move with the times?
How would we change the floor?
I would say stop using the slippery timber.
But then how does the ball roll?
Well, I think it's not necessarily about how the... Because the ball's going to roll. You know?
Yeah, but doesn't the slippy lane help it roll
faster? Yeah, it does. But can we, like, just because it works doesn't mean we can't think, and then what?
Right.
How can we make
Let's
this experience
Let's get Elon Musk
better?
On this.
Oh, I wouldn't say we need to go that high immediately. I would say maybe we get someone from the bowling center on the show.
Right.
And we say, hey, what can be done
here? What is it?
What do you mean?
Like, what is it? A special?
It's oiled timber. I don't know how we can keep going.
But do
back
they get
this.
Like a special bottle of like this is for bowling alleys?
I imagine yes, it's been developed to that.
So then we just need to work on that, right?
That's what I've been trying to say for 4 minutes. Hey, you keep going. But why is the floor slippery, Tim? So do you see why I'm getting more and more flustered as you keep asking the same question?
Yeah. All right. I think you've come to the wrong person, honestly.
You're on the show, so I don't really have anywhere else to go.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And we've just been discussing conversation about microwaves, and mostly they spin. They have a turntable on it, but some don't. And we understand that maybe the turntable initially, when microwaves were invented, it was essential that the spin helped with the heating up the meal.
Yeah.
We've probably advanced to a point now where we don't need to spin it.
But it feels like it's a microwave. It feels like it needs to spin. Yeah.
It's like getting into a car without a steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, but we need that. That's how we do this.
Yeah.
And we have options here at K-Rock on Moorabool Street. One spins, one doesn't. I'll use the one that doesn't spin if I have to. Mm. But if given the choice, and they're both free, Spin City every
Obviously.
Single day. I don't have a microwave at home, so I only get to have this thrill when I come to work and watch it spin. I had spaghetti meatballs today, and I just sat there watching it spin around.
Wow,
and around.
You have just such a great life.
Yeah, that's where I was when you were like, Tim, you're late for the meeting. But Kirby from Brimley is giving us a call. Kirby, we're asking the question, even if they don't need to, should all microwaves just spin regardless? What are your feelings?
I think that's more of a social norm because we've all grown up with them. Mm. But the more recent ones, and especially things like the higher wattage ones, don't actually require a turning any longer because of the wattage and because of how they've actually made and updated microwaves to the specifications.
Talk to me more about wattage, because I don't understand like my microwave's wattage. Like whenever I read the back of a packet and it's like, make sure it's on 1,000 watt. What do you mean? Like, I don't know how to set that on my microwave.
Okay, so it's the amount of electricity that is being used by the microwave at a specific heat. And it's specific, like you've got low, medium, high on a majority of these. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people feel like you need to have got a bachelor's degree in electronics to be able to work a lot of those settings. But in all honesty, if you just have a look at things and you just test things out, it's not that hard to understand. But like the lowest settings on a lot of these ones now is only 750 watts, which is a lot more than the ones you can buy at Kmart.
So in summary, it should spin. Thanks, Kirby. Amy in Newcomb has also given us a call to get in on this because it's obviously the hottest topic of the day. Amy, should microwaves spin even if they don't need to?
My Lord, should they ever? Have you ever tried to use an oven that isn't fan force?
I know Jess just asked about wattage. Let's chat fan force. Because they have the dials where it's like fan upper, fan both.
You
fan.
You can't use an oven that isn't fan force. It's ridiculous. You can't use a microwave that doesn't spin.
Is that something? Thank you. Is that actually, or is that just your opinion? Because again, I'm very confused.
I feel like fan force just helps cook it faster and more evenly, right?
Well, I actually I have a fan forced oven, and probably about a year ago, I was at a friend's. I'm like, I'll cook dinner. I'll do apricot chicken. And normally it takes about half an hour, 40 minutes in my oven at about 180 degrees. I'm telling you, after an hour and a half, this chicken was still raw because they didn't have a fan-forced oven. And I thought, oh, we'll just raise it 20 degrees. No, it doesn't work that way. They have to spin.
In summary, they have to spin.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I need to tell you about the work that a bunch of scientists have been doing related to finding new planets,
right?
Since the early 1990s, we've been finding all these different exoplanets, which just means planets that are outside of our solar system, right? Yep. So they use these really powerful telescopes and they find these planets. This one that they've discovered is a rare planet that's around twice the size of Earth and they believe completely covered by ocean.
It's a lot of water.
Right.
Because we look for planets that are in the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah.
So they're X amount of distance away from a sun, like how we are. Have they got water? Have they got a landmass? What have they got there? Can you breathe the oxygen?
I don't believe this would be one of those planets, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
So the planet name just rolls off the tongue. Forget Earth, Mars, Venus. Planet TOI-733b was found.
Don't be disrespectful to future home.
It's 245 light years away. And they believe that its density means that it's covered
in water,
right?
Okay.
But it is orbiting a star only slightly smaller than our sun in a period of just 4.9 days it takes to orbit the
sun
completely. Yeah, 4.9 days.
Okay.
So I feel like it's just a little bit too close.
Well, I did see that it's like there's a new planet and you could live to be 3,000 years old.
Yeah.
Well, there's a difference between living 3,000 Earth years and like that's still just 85.
And TOI-733b years.
That's just 80 in that planet.
But the thing that's really fascinating them is the size of this planet.
It's a big boy.
So it is 1.5 times the size of Earth.
Okay. Now, I don't know why everyone's worried about going to this planet. We've seen a movie in the 90s that's a perfect example that this is a perfectly safe place, if anything, a very sexy and exciting place to live.
What do you mean?
Do we not remember Kevin Costner's Waterworld movie?
Oh.
That was fantastic, where they all live on the water.
I thought you were going to talk about Avatar.
No. This is like literally Waterworld. You've never seen Waterworld.
No. Okay.
Sit down and listen to this.
Calm down.
It's a post-apocalyptic world. The ice caps have melted, like the scientists always said they were going to do. And then everyone's living on an ocean planet. So they're living on pontoons. They're floating around.
Sure. Everyone's in the Maldives.
Enter Kevin Costner. He's got a ponytail. He's got a yacht. He goes around. He's got the last jar of dirt. Your homework today is to watch Waterworld.
What does he do with the dirt?
Everyone's trying to get it.
Is it like Wally?
He's also got gills. I forgot to mention.
Why does
Kevin Costner's
gills?
Got gills because he's a fish man. Fish man. And everyone's like, oh, icky. They're very racist towards the fish man. He's very looked down upon.
Is it because they're jealous that he can move through the planet?
Would you not? Okay. If the world is entirely made up of water, would you not be jealous of the person that has gills?
Well, yeah, so I wouldn't discriminate against them. I'd be like, give me your gills.
Well,
give me your gills.
Yeah, but in a post-apocalyptic world, maybe you're less woke. I'm not saying I stand with these people that are trying to kill Kevin Costner.
All right.
Really, please
I'll watch Waterworld tonight. I'll do
please,
it.
You, that's a lie.
What's it on?
I don't Stan?
Know. Netflix?
It's on the best streaming service because that's where it deserves to be. So, okay, tomorrow, come back to the show.
Yep.
After watching Waterworld, you tell me if it's a viable future and a planet that we can go to.
Sure. Done. Homework achieved.
Waterworld. I just don't believe you when you say you're going to do it.
I said I'm going to do it. I'll do it.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And on Tuesdays, we try and spell names.
Spell my name, spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name, spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
Yes, 52232955. If you have a name, we are going to spell it. Fuck my words.
Yeah, look, we're trying. We're trying to get
16 names spelled correctly for the year.
Trying to get to 80.
It's only May, Tim.
We were on average that we were getting one a week.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we've
slipped off the rails.
Slipped off the rails.
Yep.
It's a thrill to hear your name spelled correctly. If you have an uncommon spelling, maybe mm-hmm. it's your name, someone in your family, Noreen from Armstrong Creek, you want to spell someone in your family's name, your daughter's, what's her name?
Yeah. Hi. My daughter's name is Fia.
Fia.
Yeah.
C, like F for Ferrari or S for sandwich?
S for Ferrari.
Okay.
Okay. Fia. F-I-A-H.
No.
F-I-H-A.
No.
I thought I was absolutely on for a winner there. All right, Noreen, how do we spell it?
F-I-A-D-H.
Wow. How do people pronounce that? Yeah, it's Irish, I'd assume.
Fia, yeah, so it's an Irish name. So it's it means wild in Irish. So, yeah, so Fia.
And it is wild, Noreen.
It is absolutely wild that you think we could spell that. But we do appreciate it. It is a lovely name. So thank you very much, Noreen.
Thank you.
Okay, hopefully we can provide Brad.
How can we win?
It's okay.
Brad, all right, Bradley.
From Armstrong Creek. You go by Brad, but your full name is Bradley, right?
That is correct, Bradley.
Okay.
Well, B-R-A-D-L-E-E.
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Brad.
Bradley.
Lee.
Bradley. Oh.
Oh, okay.
Try it.
Tim's just try mouthed it. Something to me, Bradley. B-R-A-D-L-E-I-G-H.
You got it.
Yay! Do you hear that thrill, Tim? Listen to the thrill.
You got it.
Oh, Bradley, it just hit me like a wave.
Wow.
I just mouthed L-E-I-G-H.
No one spells that right,
so
that,
aggressively.
Do they, Bradley?
No, my dad's name's Lee, spelt that way, and when they thought Bradley, they spelt it that way, and so my name's been spelt incorrectly ever since.
Well,
Not today, Bradley.
Congratulations, you got that thrill. Someone in your family, we could hear in the background as well. Jess, 17. Still behind the ball, but
it's okay.
17.
We got one on the board today, Tim, and that's all we need.
Oh, well, we'd kind of need more than that, but yeah. I understand the concept.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jess, got a message at the K-Rock Facebook page, at K-Rock Geelong. If you ever have any questions, feel free. We get plenty of them.
Yeah.
Hit us up. We'll try our best to answer them.
Send us your dilemmas.
Yep.
DeMarcus is going to be in
yep,
the studio this week. He can answer all your dilemmas.
Well, I think you're the best person that works at this radio station, Jess, that can answer this question and help this person named Sharon. So Sharon messaged the Facebook page, and out of myself, yourself, Benny Rogers from Workdays, Tom, Lingy, Loggy from The Brekkie Show, I went straight to you.
I'm nervous.
Sharon said, I've been in Geelong for only a few months now, and footy craze is something I want to get on board with.
Oh.
I've come to know the basics, but I want to know more about it. And I thought, do we have access to a premiership winning captain?
I feel like
Lee's one of the greatest players of all time. Yes. But do I trust my mate Jess that she can answer this question in 60 seconds?
60 seconds.
Well,
is all I've got.
I don't want to hear you waffle on.
I don't understand
on, and I
what
don't...
the question is.
So she understands footy, like the. She wants to understand the footy craze. So she understands the basic of kind of how the game works. But why? Why do people, especially in Geelong, why do Victorians as well as a broader thing love footy so much? Do you think you can answer it? Now, I need to see your hands because you have got an addiction.
Yes.
It's ChatGPT. And you
GPT.
Keep, whatever, I don't care what the letters are, stop using it. I miss your original thoughts. I think there was a point in your life where you let the robots start deciding for you. But do you
think... The robots know more than me.
Do you think you can describe to Sharon, who's reached out, Jess, put herself out there, and if someone's listening right now that also is curious about
well,
the footy craze.
Well, because I feel like I've gotten more into football since moving to Geelong as well.
Well, do you think you can answer a question? Can you can you describe footy craze and why Victorians love AFL so
sure.
much?
Sure. Okay, I can attempt to.
Time starts now.
Football. See, Sharon? Amazing. Lots of games every weekend. 18 teams. I would suggest join a tipping competition because then you'll be more invested in the games. You'll watch the games, you'll have a team to go for every time, right? And that's what people do.
45 seconds.
They see their team, they jump on board a bandwagon. Who doesn't love family? Families. You put your team colours on, you're part of the family. You're in the fabric of the team. You've moved to Geelong. Geelong's
seconds.
Your team now. That's you've become a part of it. Welcome to the Hoop City. Hoop City, is that what they call it?
That's more
football.
For basketball.
We love football. Go to the games because you'll get snacks and stuff. Pies are good.
15 seconds.
They have beers. They're not always full strength, but, you know, they get the job done.
10.
Great to take the kids out. It's a good afternoon. Football.
5, 4, 3.
Go the Cats.
Oh, that was bad.
I wish you had let me use the robot.
I really, really can't stress enough if you're listening. That's not the craze. That's not it. It's not it, mate.
I still don't really understand the question.
Like, you know how I have that thing where Essendon is that makes me the happiest version and the least happiest version?
Oh, see, I don't even understand that footy craze. Like, the fact that you let me hurt you every week by talking about how crap Essendon are.
Have you not bought on that you're the least likely person to answer this question? That's why I thought it'd be funny to do. Have you not picked that up yet? Come on, mate. You're better than that. Well, that's the thing is, you're not.
I'm better than Essendon.
All right.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best! Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.